Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You're telling me your girlfriend's phone, she changes the cover on it? That's about as lame as it comes. Come on, man. How attached to your phone can you be so it's got the different cover? So that's a red plastic cover on that phone. And then what does she do? She puts a clear plastic cover on it?
Green.
Green. A phone has become a fashion accessory. I didn't look at it that way. I must be out of the loop. Phone, I saw primarily as something, you know, a very, very vital tool. But I never considered it to be a fashion accessory. And now, of course, I find out just how truly lame I am. Because Craig's girlfriend has a cell phone that she changes the colors up on. It's clear, it's blue, it's white, and she digs it, man. She puts a new cover on it every day so that when she's standing around, she's got a color-coordinated phone. She's wearing a green dress, she's got a green phone. Seriously. How about your lady? She do that? Gretchen do that? She had to have the color-changing one.
It was that or none.
It was that or she wasn't going to have a phone, huh? Wow, man. I mean, God bless. I think that's there's something very interesting about that. Admirable, almost. But Schaefer don't buy his wife phones that expensive. No, sirree, Bob. And neither do I. What I do is I sit and watch dryers and washing machines blow up. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Henry, and our dryer blew up. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, I'm not kidding. The dryer did blow up. By the way, the wife and kids are safe and sound in Orlando this evening. They are enjoying the Walt Disney World Resort, and they're going to go on the big boat. And God, are they rich. God, are they rich children, rich, spoiled brats who will be on the boat enjoying themselves. And as they were leaving their private Catholic school, they said to their friends, don't call, we'll write. And what a great time they're having. And I talked to Maria this morning because what happened was they got in very early in the morning. They were basically flying all night. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I guess I'm kind of a Papa Bear that way, you know. Wouldn't you be that way, kind of protective? I was calling ahead, calling the hotels. My wife and my stepkids are gone. You better, you know, I want to make sure that everything's okay. And
who are you?
My name's Phil Henry. And
yeah, I never heard of you.
I'd call back and, wait a minute, you hung up on me. I don't know. And, you know, so they got it, and she said the kids are, you know, they're rocking and rolling, baby. Rocking and rolling. What could be better? They're 8, 10, 12, and 14, and they're at Disney World. And they're swimming in the lagoon, and they're doing the whole do. And the funky chicken, too, brother. And then they're going to go on the big ship, that Disney ship, and have themselves a blast and a half, and I'm at home looking at a cat. I'm at home feeding the mouse. I just gave the mouse some turkey tonight, seemed to be grateful for the food. Me and the mouse are bonding. The cat looks at me with kind of a stunned look, like, it's you for a week? God. You know how cats look stunned anyway, sort of, as George Carlin says, like they're testing lenses, looking around? This thing just stares at me like, I'm left with you, huh? Well, all right. We should have a show retreat and leave the wives at home. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen, Craig. If we go anywhere really cool, the wives bug you for that kind of thing. This is what happens. If you go anywhere cool, your wife expects you to take her with you. Like, we were planning a golf tournament, me and some friends of mine, to Hawaii. And my friend says, well, I can't go without my wife. I said, what do you mean? I can't go to Hawaii without my wife. You don't understand. I said, what are you talking about, man? This is a golf tournament, guys only golf tournament, and we're going to go to Hawaii. He says, I can't go to Hawaii without taking my wife. If I tell my wife I'm going to Hawaii, she will divorce me if I don't take her. I said, and how's that bad? No, I said, well, what do you mean? Turns out they were on their honeymoon in Hawaii. So Hawaii is some, and there isn't anybody that lives in California that ever went on a honeymoon that didn't go to freaking Hawaii. Hawaii's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But everybody who ever goes, anybody who's anybody and has a honeymoon and they live in California, they go to Hawaii for their honeymoon. She could go without you, I said to him. He goes, well, when? She's not in no golf tournament. So if you go anywhere cool, you got to take your wife. But your wife could go somewhere cool without you. All she has to do is take her kids and leave dad at home and leave the driving to us. So that's what I did today. And anyway, the guy came and he delivered a dryer and put it there in the room, and because this is a Sears product, and because we've had such a very, very bad string of luck with Sears products here the last 2 weeks, the washing machine blowing up, as I told you guys, they replaced it. The dryer didn't heat, so they replaced that. Now, I left the house this afternoon on my way to work, and I was drying something in the dryer. I threw some sheets or some crap in there to dry. And it wasn't dry yet, so I kept the dryer running. And, you know, I got about halfway to work, and I started thinking, you know, what if my house is burned to the ground when I get back? I mean, seriously. If the washer blew up twice, destroying thousands of dollars worth of carpeting, now what am I going to get with this new dryer? I don't know. And I left it running. So I'm half, you know, I'm not expecting the house to be burnt to the foundation, but it's going to be a fun ride home tonight. I'm going to be, what's going to greet me when I come up the hill there and I look at that house? That new house with its brand new Sears dryer. Burned to the ground? I don't know. And the guy who replaced it for me today couldn't have been more friendly, couldn't have been a nicer guy. How you doing today, sir? Oh, what a gorgeous day. This guy was on top of the world. I said, I'm going to tell you something. The guy that put this washing machine, he screwed the pooch on this deal, okay? Oh, don't worry about it, sir. Blah, 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 blah. I said, I don't want to be coming home tonight looking for flames on the horizon with this new dryer, huh? Oh, it's not going to happen. No, you're set. You're looking good. And you want to believe, you know how you want to believe when a guy tells you that? Like, when you get your car fixed, you so desperately want to believe when he says to you, oh, you can drive, you got another 50,000 miles on those tires. Not a problem, not a problem, not a problem. You get out 5 miles down the road, it's like something out of the Keystone Cops, man. Big balloon tire blows, you're all over the road for like a half a mile. You got tread and rubber and skid marks and everything behind you. You're hanging on for dear life. You're hanging on for mercy. So I'm waiting for them blue flames over the hillside there as I'm coming home. I don't know. Could be another Malibu fire. Could be Phil's house. We don't know. Just have to wait and see. How'd you like me to start another Malibu fire because my freaking dryer shorts out? That's great. I'd do the time. I would gladly go to jail. Because I know sure hell don't be walking around out here, man. I might do something, you know, that I would regret later on. Sears, burning down your neighborhood. I'm kidding. No, I'm not really. I'm kind of half kidding. If there's anybody from Sears listening yet and pissed, which I doubt, because you guys probably hear this all the time, don't you? Be honest. You hear it all the time. You work for Sears, you hear nothing but complaints. Isn't that right? You know it's true. I shop there. I got a Sears card. But it's like everything. It's like GTE. You know, we always were on that harangue. You work for Sears, you hear nothing but people complaining. So jail would keep me away from Sears. Good thing for me. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, this is our Communism is Neat Radiothon. We are selling the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. Let me tell you that we're taking Visa and MasterCard, cash, whatever you'd like to do. How can you take cash? Can't really do that, can you? Visa or MasterCard only. 1-800-260-4534. We're at $5,580. $5,580 we've made tonight on the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. Communism is Neat. Help us help my friend's place tonight. 1-800-260-4534. Show at 1-800-449-8686. And as always, if we get any good calls, you can be sure we'll put them on the air. But until then, 1-800-260-4534. That number is for our radiothon. We're selling the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. We made $6,000. We are at the $6,000 mark. Very grateful for your generosity. Now, anyway, I was talking about Sears with a new dryer, hoping against hope that the house isn't burned to the ground. The kids are gone. The wife is gone. And, Shafe, you coming over to shoot some pool? Well, you better not. There's no pool table. Sorry. I wonder if I'm going to be doing any inordinate amount of drinking this week. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know, the night's young. Probably it'll start. Yeah, what am I going to do? Am I going to get in the car and go visit friends? Forget it. So, yeah, they're all gone. And I put in the phone call, you know, worried about Maria. So I called a hotel, and naturally I woke her up. They've been flying all night. So, I don't know, some crazy, crazy red-eye, you know, idea of travel. Got to get there. Let's take the red eye. Let's Save money. We'll have all day to enjoy the parks. You get there at 6 o'clock. The only thing you want to do is sleep. That's like when we travel to Europe, you know, that whole jet lag thing. I haven't figured that out yet. When I went to England for the very first time about 12 years ago, I suffered severe jet lag. I was traveling from west to east, and I got into the hotel, and I made the mistake of going to sleep. Now, my plane landed at noon, and we traveled to Liverpool, and I got into the hotel about 4 o'clock, and we were going to have dinner, so I made the colossal mistake of falling asleep. And when I woke up at 6 o'clock to go to dinner, I don't think I've ever felt that bad. I don't think I've ever felt that bad. I was like I was drugged. I'd like to say it was like somebody shot me up with a little smack, but I obviously that would have been good, wouldn't it? That's what I hear. I don't want to say who, but I talked to a guy who had a heroin habit last week. I mean, he's recovered, but he had was serious when I said, I hear heroin's good. I mean, what I think, it's not a thing you say to a junkie, if an ex-junkie, is it? It's a horrible thing to say to a guy who's kicked and is clean and is really living a good life. Yeah, I hear that it's like the best thing there is, man. The guy's, it's taking the guy his whole life to kick. Hey, you were a junkie, right? Yeah. I hear that stuff's good. Yeah, it's good. Oh, great. Not that I want to try it, because I know it must have messed your life up, huh? Yeah, a little bit, man. It's like asking an alcoholic, say, when you did drink, was it Chivas for you? Or what, did you ever have that Louis the 14th? I hear that, oh, man, that Remy Martin. Don't that Bass Ale go down smooth? I mean, not that you know anymore, because I know you don't drink, but Kessler's, baby, smooth as silk. Mm-mm. On a parched hot day, nothing like a nice cold Newcastle, just pouring down the old gullet. But, of course, you're an alcoholic, so you can't drink, right? Yeah, that's right. Wow. I guess I should talk to a guy who still drinks, huh? Yeah, maybe you ought to, man. Okay. Look, I'll go have one. You stay here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go in that bar. You can't go in. Now, you had a drinking problem, right? Yes, I did. Guy's got a gambling habit, right? Finally kicked gambling. Boy, must have been tough, huh? Yeah, it was really rough. Nothing like that old double down, though, was there? Well, I know that I can't say anything about it, but doubling down. Whew. Look, buddy, I can't. Okay, I understand. But yeah, you're right. Doubling down was really great. Splitting aces is the best, ain't it? Or, I mean, it was the best now that you can't do it. Guy's sitting there. Got a kick. Can't do it. So anyway, I felt horrible. And I got out of bed and we went to dinner. It just sucked. Something about traveling west to east. And the whole idea of jet lag. You've heard it. Maybe you've suffered it. Maybe you haven't. I suffered it something fierce. So that when Marie and I went to Europe last summer and we got to the hotel, and I said to her, now we can't go to sleep because I suffered this horrible jet lag and we have got to stay awake. And if we go to bed about 8 o'clock tonight, you know, then we'll be back on our schedule. She just, you got to be out of your mind. I'm tired. I'm going to sleep right now. Maria, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, baby. Stay awake, man. We'll go get some dinner. Let's go out and see. No, I'm not. Screw you. I'm going to bed. So she went to sleep. And I finally threw up my hands. I said, well, okay, I'll do it too. I wasn't going to be sitting there wide awake. Yeah, I'd like 6 pots of coffee, please. So I went to sleep. 2 hours later, we wake up. I felt fantastic. I don't know what it was. I felt fantastic. Got up, and we went out, and we did Paris that night. I mean, we walked around and did all kinds of crap and went down to the Opera District and ate all that crappy food, you know, that lousy, rotten, stinking, crappy French food. Had a great time eating that, spending all kinds of money on their horrible food. Horrible. Horrible food. Good wine, not as good as California or New York, but not bad. But I didn't get the old jet lag, so I've thrown all the rules out the window. I don't know what the hell it is. So, you know, if you're traveling west to east, east to west, who the hell knows? Just get some sleep, all right? Sleep on the plane. Good idea. Don't drink on the plane, which is probably my big mistake that I made going to Europe. You know, I'm sitting there saying, well, that jet lag sure is brutal going west to east. Yeah, Phil, it has a lot to do with that Johnny Walker Red that you bought in a duty-free shop and killed about 3/4 of the bottle on your way over there. You think that might have had something to do with it? Oh, come on. No. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm probably stretching it. But Marina, when we were going over to Paris, we partied. As soon as we left the tarmac at LAX, it was party time. I mean, I started off with like 5 Bloody Marys. We just started to rock and roll as soon as we got in the air. And we just kept ordering up the Bloody Marys. For some reason, those were going down really good. And finally, you know, mid-flight, we crashed. And then we watched a couple of movies. They had dinner. And then we crashed. And she slept like a rock. And I'm like intermittently awake, fitful, thinking the plane's going to crash. All of those things that, you know, that people do. Anybody that can sleep on a plane, I'm so envious of. People that can conk out for 3 hours on an airplane. You ever do it? Schaefer, you could sleep anywhere. You could sleep on a railroad track, couldn't you? These people, you see these guys that are laying there and coach, some big fat pig of a clown, laying there with his big fat gut hanging out, and there's people, and he doesn't give a gut. He could care less. He's laying there. Like Roland Schwinn, yeah. And he doesn't care that there's people on either side who, Jesus. One time I tilted my seat back, lady behind me started kicking it to make the point that I shouldn't tilt my seat back. So she was kicking it. And I knew she was doing it on purpose. And I didn't turn around and look at her. And when the plane landed, I got up, I opened up the overhead bin, I glanced down at her, and she was staring at me with the look of hate. You know? She did not one time tap me on the shoulder and say, excuse me, sir, you know, I'm having a hard time. Could you move your seat a little bit? Not once. She was kicking it. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to tilt this thing back and I'm going to sleep and snore and be as obnoxious as I possibly can. And then I'll look down at her ugly little Cheshire cat face and go, hi, how you doing? Great flight, huh? She's looking at me like, you dirty bossa. And I can't imagine her traveling with 4 kids. That's got to be brutality. I said, I got to go with you, not because I necessarily want to go to Disney World. I got to go with you. You can't travel with 4 kids. See, what I got, the new kid leash. What I'll do is I'll travel with 4 kids. I got a big noose that I wrap around all 4 of their necks. And just I throw the rope over my shoulder. And well, they're 4 dead kids, but at least they're not giving you a hassle there in first class. Here. Okay, where are we at on the Phil Henry Show Radiothon? 1-800-260-4534. How much money we made, Mike? Let's go to the tote board. Nobody's called. We don't know. We were at 6 G's, right? Or 7, something like that. 6? Ooh. That's all? Okay, well, we don't know how much bread we've raised so far, but your generosity, your nickels and your dimes help. 1-800-260-4534 through, what did I say? 260-4534. The hell's happening to me? 1-800-260-4534. Yo. So I'm talking about. That's our number for the Communism is Neat Radiothon. Can I ask a question? Is there still such a thing as March of Dimes? What the hell is that? Wasn't that for polio, the March of Dimes? Do you remember the March of Dimes? They still have that? When I was a kid, it was the March of Dimes. And that was, you put your little dimes in a box to cure polio. I used to say to my mom, I thought they already found a cure for it. They did. I mean, I got the shot. I got my ass shot up every 6 months. I knew they had a polio shot. What is this March of Dimes stuff? And what about that Easter Seal Society? What was that for? Was that for your lungs? Then TB. I don't think they have that anymore, but when I was growing up, they had like a big push to cure TB. But even then, there wasn't hardly any around. They had a smallpox thing, and they had a thing for anthrax, bubonic plague. Your nickels can help Bob cure leprosy. They still have Easter seals. I think they ought to get around to curing leprosy. I don't want to tell them what to do. That's pretty messed up, and it's been around a long time. Cure it already, will you? A guy's nose falling off of his face is very uncool. That's just can't, that, it's not going to last. That can't be. That will not stand. It's been around 4,000 years. 4,000 years. You not only do you die, but your nose falls off. You can't do that. Put everything else on hold and cure it, will you? Cure it. Cure it. Jesus cured it in the freaking Bible. Why can't you guys do it? It's 2,000 years later, man. It must be some idea that you got from him. He laid on the hands. He said, your nose is back or something. And Jesus met the leper. Oh, here we go again with these guys. He had no hand, no nose. They say we're at $6,250. Push the number more. Okay, 1-800-260-4534. This is the Phil Henry Show. Let me tell you a little bit about our CD. And let me tell you a little bit about our show. And we've been doing that lately because we're about to move our time earlier. We are a syndicated radio show, which means we're heard nationally. We're moving our time slot up to the afternoon drive position on the West Coast, early evenings on the East Coast. And we're doing that for a number of reasons. Number one, this show is good enough to be on an afternoon drive and early evening, not buried late at night. Not that we didn't like being on late at night. Not that we felt really that we were being buried there, but kind of we did think that we were being buried there. I'll never forget there was a general manager in a city that I won't name who said to me, oh, yeah, Phil Henry, I see him as a late night guy. He's a great late night guy. He says, you know what? You're not getting our show. And we decided to syndicate with somebody else, with Premier, and we're very happy that we did. This radio show presents a kind of radio theater that is not done anywhere else. Anywhere else. It isn't done anywhere else because nobody else knows how to do it. Now, you hear a lot of people claim they're original. We are. No, you don't have to believe me. I don't care, frankly, whether you do or not. It's a fact. This is an original show, which is the way that we approach radio entertainment. Our CD has selected moments from our show over the year 1999. If you've heard our show and you like it, and you'd like to maybe have a little collection of some of our best of stuff from 1999, you can get that. And we also have what, Mike? 97 and 98s? We also have the best of the 97 CD and the best of the 98 CD available at 1-800-260-4534. Now, all of the money that we raise tonight, all of it, with the exception of the shipping and handling charge, will go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. We don't keep any of the money. We're not pocketing any of that jingle. This stuff goes to the great people of my friend's place to help support the great work they've been doing for these many years. And if we don't support them, you really want to make, you want to make a difference in this world, especially if you have a radio show. That's how you do it. Not going to make any difference telling people to get out the freaking vote. They don't want to. But this is how we make a difference on our show, by donating our money from the CD to my friend's place. So see your way clear maybe to help us out at 1-800-260-4534. 1-800-260-4534. $6,580, I think it was, Mike, is the, at least that was the last tote that we had. $6,250. See, I was a little bit optimistic, thinking that maybe it was a little higher than, and that's what you get for being optimistic. You're always wrong. I thought I'd have a little optimism there. We are $300 over. $6,250. Have a little optimism, but not too much. Have a little faith in the listener, my producer says. No, I don't think that I will. Have a little faith in the listener and then get disappointed. So you were on a plane for 24 hours, huh, Craig? How about them apples? 24 hours. This guy was on an airplane from the Philippines to L.A. and back again. He never got off. He just went back and forth. Now, Craig used to travel from the Philippines to the United States. Not that he comes from the Philippines. He comes from here, but found himself over in the Philippines. Was your dad in the Army? The hell was he doing? Teaching college. Do you still have a good relationship with your father? It's amazing. After him putting you through that. My understanding is the longest air leg in the world is like, I don't know, 14 hours or something from Tokyo to, I don't know where the hell it is, man, but it's way too long to be on an airplane, all right? Way, way, way too long. I'm waiting for that wormhole. I'm waiting for something that's going to transport me magically. Whatever happened to that thing that guy was working on when he turned into the fly? That's what I want. You get into a tube and you go over there. And a fly got loose inside that thing, and the clown turned, he wound up being a fly. You can't let your DNA gets mixed. Getting back to Craig, I'd hate my father if he made me eat dog for 2 years. Now, that's way too long to be on a bloody airplane, 24 hours. Anyway, the day they come up with that transport tube is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day in my life. And so she took the four kids and got them down to a Disney, and I called, and everything seems to be cool, and they're out, and they're frolicking, and they're having themselves a ball. And I was worried the whole way. First thing I was worried about, will the plane crash? When I realized the plane made it, then I was worried, did she get into the hotel okay? Did they honor your reservation? You can't take anything for granted anymore, man, I swear to God. You can have confirmation numbers coming out of your ass. You can have them coming out of your ears. You can have them tattooed on your wrist, if you pardon the expression. You can walk up there and say, look, see this tattoo? You were in... No, I was. No, that wasn't the war. I put it on my wrist, my confirmation number. Then I got to worry if one of the kids fell off the big red boat. Well, not that that would really bother me, but, it, you know. I'll make a show worrying about it. Hi, I had a reservation. My reservation number is I don't have you anywhere in the book. You're stuck. And Disney World is a very interesting thing. When I first saw that place, which was back in the 70s when they were building it, it was sort of pastoral. It was just this big thing parked in the middle of Central Florida. Maybe they had a Best Western. Maybe there was a Motel 6. That was it. Now you drive in there, and it is lined with hotels before you get into the actual entrance. It looks like Vegas. It's like a cross between Vegas and Tijuana. It's just this one motel, one discount after the next. And travel down the turnpike in Florida, they got big billboards that say, Disney discount, baby. Do we got the tickets for you, man? We can do it where nobody else can do it. They got discount after discount, ticket after ticket. I don't know what that is. I mean, they're scalping them or something. So here's the really interesting thing. They get at the airport. She sticks these bag tags on. Disney World. She's at LAX. She puts on the Disney World tags. Man, they go right to Disney World. It's like you're going to another country. So in other words, when they got off the plane in Orlando, they went to get the bags. They weren't there. She says, where are my bags? She says, yeah, the Disney tags, right? She says, yeah. Disney grabs them. So Disney's got people at the airport. They take the bags over to the hotel. You think that's great? I don't like that. I don't want some creep going through my bags. Because when they get to Disneyland, then they start going through your stuff. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what the hell they do. You know, I don't have to watch my tongue about Disney anymore, I'd have you know. I don't have to, you know, they wanted me to watch watch what I said about Disney for a long time because for some reason you're not allowed to criticize the Disney Corporation. Not that I'm looking to criticize them, but it just feels good to say if your bags get over to Disney World ahead of you, they may be going through your underwear. It just feels good saying that. Maybe Michael Eisner is sniffing your underwear. I don't know. They put the bags in a fly tube? See, they got a tube between the Orlando airport and Disney World. It's a big fly tube, and they just transport it magically. Scotty, beam me out. Scotty, sniff my shorts. So, no thank you very much. You know, I don't mind convenience. I think it's a nice thing. But I don't need Eisner's nose in the crotch of my underwear that fast. Thank you. You guys, just let me take my own bags, okay? Some guy with a be our guest name tag going through my unmentionables. And and Taylor thinks that's a great thing.
I want to be
waited on hand and foot. Some clown named Goofy with those white gloves and funny hat lasciviously going through my unmentionables. Now, actually, so she was freaked that I said, well, you know that they took the stuff to the park. She goes, yeah, that's pretty good service. I said, it's amazing. I said, how are you going to brush your teeth? She goes, good question. Because here's what happened. They took the bags away to the park. She couldn't check in till 3. The kids, you know, Marie and the kids got there at 7 a.m. So, in other words, they have 8 hours to futz around with their thumbs in their ears. Their bags are over there, so they can't brush their teeth. They can't change their clothes. They can't go anywhere. And I don't know what they wound up. I think they actually wound up staying at getting a room somewhere else and then going over there later on. But in the meantime, they had like 6 days worth of chopped liver and, oh, God, they stank. Meanwhile, they got her bags over there at the park. They're using them on that river raft ride. It's Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, but forget that number. The real number I want you to remember, 1-800-260-4534, 1-800-260-4534. That's for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. It is our Communism is Neat Radiothon. Oh, I don't have a CD in. Well, how about this? Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our number, 1-800-260-4534, to order the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Haven't taken a phone call in a while. Let's go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I called up. I was enjoying your show tonight. And
you were what, dear? You enjoying the show?
Yes, I'm enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
And I know you're raising money for my fan place, and I wanted to donate some money.
Thank you, dear. How much? I mean, I guess that was kind of rude of me to ask how much. I thank you very much.
Well, I'm on a fixed income.
I understand that. Well, whatever you can do.
Well, I want to buy 5 of your CDs.
5? That's $100 minus the shipping and handling. Thank you very, very much.
Uh-huh. And who do I call? Because I want to give a CD.
Yeah, you call 1-800-260-4534.
1-800. And what's giving at him again?
Yeah, 260. 4534.
4534. All right. And I wrote a song, and I didn't write a song, but I did a song for you and for my friend's place and all the good work they do, and I want to do it for you.
This is a song?
Yeah.
You're going to sing it for me?
Yeah, I'm going to play my harmonica because I play harmonica at Joyful Union Congregation on Sunday. And
you're going to do a song with a harmonica for me?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay, dear. Go ahead.
Well, I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. Because he's no good drug dealing scum. Well,
hold on for a minute. Just hold on for a second, okay?
What?
I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in because he's no good drug dealing scum. And
well, no, that's just part of the song.
Yeah, I don't know what this song's about.
It's a song about my friend's place.
Yeah, I hope my friend's place will sing it again, okay?
All right, just go. Well, I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. His name is Robert, and he lives at 2515 South.
Wait a second.
What?
What do you mean, I hope my friend's place, that you're giving out phone numbers and addresses and everything else? Is this a song about your nephew who has been helped by my friend's place?
No, it's a song about my nephew who I hope they'll take in. If you let me sing the song about...
Yeah, but you can't give out names, okay?
I understand that.
You can't give out names, and you can't give out phone numbers. By the way, we've raised $7,400 tonight for my friend's place. $7,400. And that is an admirable amount. We can add $100 from you. And what is your name, dear?
What?
What's your name?
My name is Mavis. Mavis Leonard.
Well, aren't you a sweet little thing?
Thank you.
Go ahead and sing your song.
I'm just tuning up. Hold on. Well, I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. 'Cause I just kicked him out of the house. He's a piece of trash, a walking turd.
Okay, that, you know something?
What?
You can't do that, all right? I mean, if you're going to sing a song for my friend's place, which are people that we've been benefacting for, you know, a couple of years now, I would hope that it would have a little bit more of a smile or a sparkle. You know what I'm...
Well, I don't understand, Mr. Henry. It's a song about a troubled youth. And...
Yeah, a song about a troubled youth is one thing, but calling him a walking turd... You know what I'm saying?
What?
What do you mean, what? Look, there's a, you know, if you...
I don't understand.
What I'm saying is simply this. We are helping kids. Do you understand?
I want to help my nephew.
I know you want to help your nephew. But in so helping them, we try to find the good in them. And we try to find what makes them unique and try to play to those strengths and eventually get them off the street. And get them into a life that they can be proud of and that is a fulfillment of their place in this earth. And to say, I hope my friend's place takes my nephew in because he's a walking turd. is, to my way of thinking, brusque, rough.
Oh, shut up. Just listen to this. Well, I hope my friend's place takes my nephew in. I hope my friend's place takes my nephew in. I hope my friend's place takes my nephew in, because he looks like he hangs off an ass. A dingleberry has.
Okay, that's it. I can't. When you start getting into dingleberries, good night.
Well, wait a second.
Good night, okay? And remember, 1-800-260-4534. $7,750 has been raised this evening for the great people at my friend's place. I hope they take my nephew in. He's a walking turd. Thank you for your generosity. The lines will remain open for a few more minutes. $7,750 for my friend's place. We thank you. Oh, wait. I didn't. Oh, do that again. Wait a second. Hold on. That's got it. Oh, man. We'll be back tomorrow night with a much better show. When I was a boy, I thought of five times I'd be a man. No, this is a good show tonight. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I just...
All right. In my lonely room, I'd sit my mind in an ice cream cone. You can throw me if you want to, but I'm on my phone and I go boop, bim, bim, boop, bim, bim, yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't start crying, it's because that I have got no eyes. My father's in the fireplace and my dog lies hypnotized. Through a crack of light, I wasn't able to find my way. Trapped inside a knife, but I'm a day and I go boop, bim, bim, boop, bim, bim, yeah. We just hit $8,000. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. I hope my friend's place will take my nephew in. 'Cause lately he don't smell too good.